the student leader elections on URN. Meet the candidates.
Hi, I'm Anna Harrod. I'm running for SU president. My key manifesto point on my overarching theme is to try and make the SU more transparent. I've noticed that a lot of the societies and a lot of students don't actually know what the SU does. They don't know who the officers are. So what I'd really like to do is break those barriers down, make the SU clearer. So I've thought of a number of ways to do this. First of all, hopefully with a better online system, an introduction of an SU app. Most people don't really look at their emails and they do look at their phone. So if you have an app with a regular update of what the SU is doing, then hopefully this will bring the SU to you. You can also filter that app to your own needs. So if you're really interested in cultural and faith events, you'll get regular updates about cultural and faith events. What I'd also like to do is introduce a welcome fortnight instead of week one. This will hopefully mean that with a reduction of lectures in the first week, this will mean that societies work together to put in as many on-campus events, daytime and nighttime events as well. This year, I was heavily involved with the SU, and it made me aware of the barriers that the SU face. I've been a committee member for hockey. I was a Week One rep and I was involved with the Week One committee this year, but I don't think necessarily experience is the key thing to becoming a president. I think you just need to make sure that you engage with the students.
Hello, I'm Ben and I'm running for SU president. My biggest manifesto point is probably SU spaces, and that encompasses a couple of things. Firstly, an SU presence on Jubilee campus. At the moment, it's the second biggest campus. There's three halls there and a load of private accommodation just outside it. But there's no SU presence at all, despite the fact we have them on Sutton Bonington, Derby Hospital, even in the QMC we have an SU space, but there's nothing on Jubilee campus, and I think that really needs to change if we're going to continue to grow as a students' union. A second within that is the Portland Review, which is a multi-million pound project which is happening over the summers of 2015, 16 and 17 to completely restructure and rebuild the Portland building from the inside. And I want to see a couple of things in there. Firstly, a brand new proper performance and venue space. At the moment, we're the only major university without a proper performance space for our societies, but also for external acts. Yeah, if we're going to be a top 10 university, that has to happen. And this is the only opportunity we're going to have for the next 30 years, and we have had for the last 30 years to make a change that big. I'd also like to see a more functional space that can be booked out easier, and sort of more multi-role rooms that can be used for a variety of different things, more faith space, and more sort of network-specific space as well.
I'm Ed Kieber and I'm running for president. My key manifesto point is probably my hall rotation policy. So the idea is that a lot of sports people and society people miss dinners, and it's unfair for them trying to be part of a student union and they're getting an unfair result. So the idea is that one hall each week will stay open later with a later closing time, and then people who are participating in sport and societies can then go to this later brunch or later dinner, meet other people from different halls, and then also get hot food. I think a lot of people think it's very much a management position, whereas it's more a flatline position where you kind of work with the other officers for certain projects, and it's just a combination of putting everything into it. I think it's always important to look smiley, look positive, and generally just trying to make sure that people understand my manifesto and that I really want the best for this university.
YOLO, SU president. I just kind of woke up one morning and I was like, YOLO, and then I was running for SU president. I honestly think the SU would be more efficient without the students. If you took like all the students out of the students' union and just left it with the paid staff, it would get more done. But, you know, you do need people like me to annoy you for a couple of weeks every year. Blue Castle has become way too efficient. Like, it used to give you the wrong results and stuff. That was funny. It's not really funny anymore. So I want to replace it with a physical Blue Castle on campus where contestants have to complete a range of zany challenges for a chance to see their exam results. There was a nice bit of land, actually. Like, I remember there were some trees blocking it, but if we get rid of those trees, I'm sure the uni won't mind their new sports centre being cancelled for a Blue Castle. I was my JCR president. I was on the week one exec. I was a Carney rep. I was the Liberal Democrat policy retractor. and I was Vice Chancellor of the University of Nottingham.
Hi, my name is Nicola Campsey and I'm running for SU President. My biggest and lead point is something called SU Wednesdays, and it is a pun because it is all about you. It's in order to combat a lot of issues. Students don't really know what the union is or what the union does, whilst also making the most of Wednesday afternoons, which are traditionally timetabled out for sport, but a lot of students just don't engage in sport. So I propose SU Wednesdays as a weekly sort of university-wide drive across all campuses for students to make the most of their time with whatever activity that is. And so with a five-factor plan, that is to support physical health, promote mental well-being, careers, volunteering, and also just have fun, hopefully students will make the most of their Wednesday afternoons. So perhaps we'll screen a film over in the Deering Building of Jubilee and have free fruit given outside all of the libraries across all campuses, promoting mental well-being, something that's really important to me. And I'd like to see stress relief hubs not just on University Park, Jubilee, but also Sutton Boddington, over at Derby, and also in the QMC. In my first year, I was JCR in Broadgate Park, which means I have a really good understanding and a lot of empathy for students who live and learn outside of University Park. We pay a lot of money to be at the university, and I want to make sure that as many students as possible really utilise their time.
Not all of the presidential candidates were able to make it to the media day, however, with Johnny Lawrence, Marcos Luz, Shusha Mardi and William Seagrave all also in the running to become your next SU president. Tune into The Pulse every weekday between 5 and 6 over the course of the next 2 weeks to join all of the debate and discussion surrounding the SU student leader elections.
The student leader elections on URN.